This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, September 17, Lighting a Candle. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 5. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Have you ever noticed that when you turn on a powerful light in a bright sunlit room, you hardly notice that the light is on? But when you light a tiny candle in a dark room at night, you can see so much more than you could before. Light makes a difference according to when and where it's used. My father-in-law was a pastor who continued ministering to others until the final days of his life. On the wall of his room, he posted a simple proverb that summarized his life and legacy. It is better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. Everywhere we turn in today's world, we can see and hear loud voices cursing the darkness. Anger and accusation are commonly accepted ways of speaking out, often with half-truths and even blatant lies. What are Christ followers to do in such a time? We're called to light candles, offering words of encouragement, living out Jesus' kind of meekness when manipulation and deception are often used to wield power godlessly. Working to help others, advocating for them openly, as well as serving quietly behind the scenes. Last year, I entered semi-retirement, and I'm amazed to find so many retired people, and younger ones too, sharing light. They're teaching refugees, tutoring kids, mentoring teens, working with street people. An 85-year-old woman, for example, leads a group of young single moms, and she said to me, "As long as I have a pulse, I have a purpose." Pray with me. Jesus, light of the world, let your light shine through us to break the hold of darkness. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.